For thousands of families in the New York area, the nightmare continues. They are scraping for bits of information and hanging on to ever-dimming hopes that they may find their loved ones alive, NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
For some still looking for loved ones, a little information can be as painful as having none. 36-year-old Jesus Morero got a call from his 33-year-old brother Jose from his office on the 84th floor of the World Trade Center Tuesday morning, just after the first plane hit.
When he called, I told him, please get out the building, and he said, fine, but knowing him, he has a good heart and he loves to help people, and I know he didn't get out. I have that feeling that he did not get out the building.
Jose Morero, who worked at a trading company at the World Trade Center, has four children, two girls, 14 and 2 years old, and two boys, 6 and 9.
The 9-year-old is very, very upset.
Morero's sister and mother were both given medication to calm their nerves. They spent hours walking from Queens into the city and then pacing Manhattan, checking hospitals and morgues, and stopping along the way to hold pictures of Jose in front of TV cameras.
Please, if anybody knows, please contact us. They could call my sister's house.
People are desperate, and we try to help them without being able to give them any definitive answers.
St. Vincent's Hospital psychiatrist Spencer Eth sent more than a dozen counselors to a makeshift clearinghouse for victims' information near the hospital, but they had little information to offer the hundreds of family members who lined up for more than a city block.
As family members mill around together, people are setting each other's anxiety off, and there's sort of an increase in anxiety, with some people becoming even hysterical and tearful and screaming, and that's why we're there.
Inside the center, however, there were few comforted relatives. One young woman who was told her fiancé was at Bellevue Hospital raced over there, only to find it was another victim by the same name. Naomi Kanovich came from Brooklyn, hoping to find her brother-in-law listed among the living, but she too came out disappointed.
You still hope, but you know, you start to give up hope as they flip through the pages and they go, and they kind of push it aside and they make a face as they kind of push the paper aside and then they open the next list. It's hard. It's hard.
The hardest part, Kanovich says, is the limbo, not knowing whether to hope or whether to begin to mourn.
You know, where is he? Where, like, and you don't know. You just, when you don't know where someone is, it's easy to keep up the hope, but it's also just so hard because you're suspended, and they're saying now that it might take 2 weeks to go through everything. How long are people going to have to be suspended wondering what's happening to my loved one, what's happening to my friend, what's happening to all those people?
Okay, let's hold hands here. This is for all faiths. We're all one here.
On the streets around the Family Information Center, volunteers offered everything from wet rags to protect against the smoky air to prayers to help protect against everyone's worst fears.
Dear God, we need your presence with us in our hearts. We feel your love and your light around us, comforting us in this time of great worry.
As hours passed, moods swung from hopes held tight to a reality that people seemed to know they would soon have to reckon with. Lucille Wiltshire came looking for her sister, who worked as a waitress in the Windows on the World restaurant.
We all are still hopeful. In Jesus' name, I'm hoping not to find her dead. We are just hoping. But for what we see, we as a matter of fact, we are right now in denial. You know, we don't want to face it yet.
These people right now here are sort of in between, in the never land of hope and despair at this point.
Like many clergy in the area, Father Francis Abaya counseled families by choosing his words carefully.
You know, I encourage them to have hope in the sense of knowing that the daughter and the niece were in God's care and in his hand no matter what, so that we know that she is going to be taken care of in one way or another. And they knew exactly what I was saying.
For now, however, it may still be just too much to say out loud. Tovia Smith, NPR News, New York.